Welcome back to Inside the Raven's Eye. I'm your host, Alan Mitchell. My medicine name is Raven Spirit. This podcast is partnered with Earth and Spirit Medicine, owned and operated by my friend Winfield Ivers. His medicine name is Coyote Thunderhawk. He is a shaman here in the state of Utah, so make sure to visit earthandspiritmedicine.com and check out the great services they provide. In this episode of Conversations with a Shaman, I ask about Earth and Spirit Medicine's service called Anxiety Release. I believe that we all, at some point in our lives, have gone through anxiety. Or perhaps you are struggling with anxiety right now in your life. Nobody deserves to go through such pain and suffering. We all deserve to live in peace and in harmony. So if you or someone that you know suffers from anxiety, you will not want to miss this episode. Enjoy.
Well, again, I sometimes upset people before the healing actually takes place. I upset the demons in such a way that they, what do? They leech. Wow, they clean. They usurp this power they don't really have. It's called influence. And they want people to be afraid. So before I say what I'm going to say, I'll preface it with something nicer. That is like, wow, sorry that you are experiencing anxiety. Your feelings are real. They are created through thoughts. Thoughts create chemicals. Chemicals run through the bloodstream. The bloodstream goes through the liver. The liver has a big job to detoxify. Thoughts. Oh my gosh, I'm scared. I don't know. It's out of control thinking. Out of control thinking. And then when you add the equation of the wheat field, and somebody out there, I'm so afraid. Oh my gosh, I just lost my job. My bank account got robbed by Social Security scammers. Oh, hey, you know, oh my gosh, I can't see straight. I can't think straight. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't think. Ah, that's fear. Fear. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God hath not given the spirit of fear, but of love and a power and a sound mind. Now, if you look that up, hopefully I said it real good. But if God didn't give the spirit of fear, who did? So, what I learned, here I go back to working with these youth in the wilderness. Nobody taught them how to think. It's a mind out of control, okay? Out of control. It's like that freight train running through. You're tied on the tracks. And it's I can't move. I can't breathe. I can't think. Ah, the freight train's going to get me. But it never does. It's just that continual feeling of that. Kids are out on their solos in the wilderness. In other words, they would get time to camp overnight in their own place to assist them in hopefully becoming stronger in their thoughts, words, feelings, and actions. So, young lady screaming. Oh, so we run to her sight. Is she dying? We don't know. We just know she's screaming. In her thinking, was explained like this. I swear the cougar was going to come and get me and I was going to be eaten alive. I'm so scared. I'm so terrified. I get it. Oh, wow. Out of control. Out of control. Out of control. Okay. Hey. Tell me something right now. Okay. Tell me right now. What kind of shirt am I wearing? What? What do you mean? What kind of shirt? Tell me what color my shirt is. Tell me what color the ground is. Tell me what you see in the sky. Tell me what. Wow. Okay. All of a sudden, confusion. What are you talking about? Okay. Well, now she can't even think about that cougar. So much confusion. Okay. Fact-based, solution-oriented. Fact is, I've got green shorts on. Fact is, this is brown carpet. Fact is, this is kind of a beige couch. Fact is, I look up at the ceiling. It's textured. Fact is, there's a guitar on the wall. Fact is, I just plucked that E string. Fact is, I can't occupy two places in my mind. Fact is that I am deliberately, by repeating the facts as fast as I can, it eliminates that anxiety. Then you have to get to the solutions. The solution is to continually repeat the facts. Anytime you feel your mind out of control and you are scared and you don't know what to do, somehow you've got to go. The fact is, I just planted my foot on the ground. The fact is, I'm walking across the room. The fact is, I've got a rock in my hand. The fact is, so a lady comes to my house. We do this healing. She calls me back a week later. I say, yeah, come back over. Because we didn't do the fact-based, solution-oriented then. And she started getting kind of mad. Because I kept interrupting her. But all of a sudden, as she's repeating, because I kept saying, no, keep speaking the facts. What's that right there? What's that? Finally, she's like, fact is, I see this, fact is, I'm feeling calmer. Fact is, I am in charge of my thoughts? Question. Fact is, I am in control of my thoughts. Fact is, I can do this. I never saw her again. Fact is, I imagine. Fact is, I think. Fact is, I never saw her. I don't know what happened. But I would just really put some definite thinking into this that says, I imagine that smart, intelligent woman who experienced a lot of anxiety in her life, when she starts to feel that, she has a process now, and it works. So anxiety release. First of all, we have to burn those mental cobwebs out, okay? You have to get rid of all of it. Anxiety release. Have to get in there deep and really pull out all of the untruths out of the mind. The mind, the brain, is like a filing cabinet. And so when something happens, it goes to the filing cabinet and pulls out that particular notion. Well, that was a long time ago, okay? Things have changed. Don't allow your past filing cabinet of those things that are familiar to the mind, because the brain is just looking to find something to respond to something. You literally have to retrain your brain, bottom line. When you retrain your brain and connect your mind to the grand divine mind of divine intelligence that is all around you, and you state the facts of God, you state the facts of Earth, you state the facts of reality, you state the facts and you have the solutions, it's a process. Healing is a process.
I want to thank you for listening to Inside the Raven's Eye. And if you have any questions that you would like to ask Coyote Thunderhawk, please email me at insidetheravenseye@gmail.com. Also, remember to visit Earth and Spirit Medicine and check out the excellent services they provide. You have been listening to Coyote Thunderhawk in Conversations with a Shaman. I'm your host, Alan Mitchell, and we will see you on the next Inside the Raven's Eye. Much love and God bless.